stone.
不是死的石头,
but a living stone.
乃是活石,
alive to God.
是向神活着,
born of the Spirit of God.
从灵生的,
then we are to be built together.
然后被神建造在一起,
you don't get a house with a heap of stone.
一堆石头不能盖房子。
I mean, if I asked you to come and have a cup of tea with me,
如果我邀请到，请你到我家喝咖啡,
乌龙茶,
也可以。
Do you come and have a cup of tea with me?
那你就来到我家喝茶。
And when you arrive,
你到了我家,
there was a great heap of stone.
你就看了一堆的石头。
And I would say, please come in.
那我就说请进啊。
You would say, where's the door?
那门呢?
You think he's crazy. He's getting old.
那当然老了，头昏了。
He's hit his touch.
脑袋有问题。
Those stones have to be built together.
这一堆的石头必须被建造起来。
Now of course if you're a very precise person, Germanic, you will put the stones beautifully together. I mean in a pile, but all beautifully together.
如果你是一个石匠, 你就会把这些石头一块一块把它砌起来，很漂亮。
It is still not a home.
这个是石头，不是家。
Those stones had to find their relationship one to another.
一块一块的石头彼此要找到彼此的关系，把它配在一起。
They have to be built together.
它们要被建造在一起。
Then it becomes a house.
然后才会形成一个房子。Now
Peter clearly understood this.
对彼得，他完全领悟主所说的。When
the Lord Jesus said, "You are Peter, you are a small bit of rock."
当主说你是彼得的时候，意思就是他只是一块石头。You
have not yet been faced.
你还没有被磨光。You're
just a bit of rock.
你是一个粗糙的石头。And
upon the massive of the rock.
但是要在这个大的磐石上建造,
I will build my church.
我要在这个大磐石上建立我的教会。
Do you follow me?
能够听得懂吗?
Yes. Let me look at it another way.
我用另外一个方式来讲。
Jesus, the Lord Jesus, is the foundation.
基督是根基。
There is no other foundation that can be laid.
在他之外没有任何的根基。This
is the divine foundation.
这是神圣的神的根基。Jesus
is the chief cornerstone.
主是那个房角的头块石头。From
which all the measurements of the whole house are taken.
整个这个房子的测量是根据于这个房角石的方向。Jesus
is the head of the corner.
它是这个房角的头块石头。
That is the stone that holds the walls together.
也就是说它是所有的墙在这里相会的地方。
At the top of the wall.
在这个墙的上面。And
Jesus is the top stone.
耶稣是这个头块石。So
Jesus is the first and the last.
所以你会发现一面主是第一块。 也是那最后一块,
and everything in between.
他也是中间的每一块,
he is the beginning, and he is the end.
他是那首先的, 也是那幕后的。
Isn't this amazing?
这个概念是何等稀奇妙。
Peter understood it.
彼得懂啊。
If you read on as I did earlier, a rather long reading, you will notice in 1 Peter chapter 2.
如果你注意我们开始去读这个彼得前书第二章的时候,
that he speaks of Jesus as the cornerstone.
他说到耶稣是房角石,
and Jesus as the head of the corner.
也告诉我们他是这个头块石。
Isn't it amazing?
何等稀奇。
It's all about a building program.
所以彼得在这里所用的语词是讲到一个房子的建造。
A divine building program.
这是神的建造。
Now, come back to Matthew 16 and verse 18.
那我们再回到马太十六章十八节。
Listen to the Lord Jesus.
你注意听主耶稣怎么说。
You are Petros.
你是彼得。
Upon this rock, Petra, I will build my church.
在这磐石上我要建我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过它。
Do you believe that?
你相信吗?
When you look at the state of the church today and even the state of ourselves, you might have reason to wonder.
但是你放眼看看今天的众教会，甚至你看看自己，你就开始要怀疑主耶稣这句话办得到办不到。
Have not the gates of hell prevailed against us?
我们所看见的，难道不是说阴间的权柄老早胜过他了吗?
Have they not broken down the gates and come in like a flood?
你看到阴间的权势侵入教会的门，好像洪水推侵入一样。
Listen again to the words of the Lord Jesus.
但是注意听耶稣怎么说。
Upon this rock, I will build my church.
在这磐石上，我要建立我的教会。
And the gates of hell or death shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄或者死亡的权柄不能胜过它。
And that is the whole story of genuine church history.
真正的教会历史是刚刚主耶稣所说过的这一段话的表现。
It has been the risen Lord.
这乃是一个复活的基督。
By the Holy Spirit.
靠着圣灵。
Who has again and again brought back believers to the original truth.
圣灵一次多次把圣徒们带回到这个原初的真理启示上。
Many years ago,
好多年前,
in a very beautiful, scenic, little village on the north coast of Devon in England.
好多年前, 在英国的一个海岸, 一个很漂亮的风景区,
for three, 4 days, like a monsoon rain, fell upon the moors.
那一连串有三四天下了这个大的梅雨芒松雨。
On the third day, a great wall of water came down on this beautiful village.
在第三天的时候，一个大的洪水就冲向这个小村庄。
And swept out a whole number of people into the sea.
把那个村子里面许多的人就冲到大海里去了。
Everyone.Was horrified.
把所有人吓死了。
And the government set up an inquiry.
那么这个政府呢就来调查。
And it is very interesting what they discovered.
那他们就发现了一个很稀奇的事。
About 100 or more years previously.
大约一百年前。
The people...responsible for the leadership in the village, in the town.
在那个小城里的这个领袖们
decided it would be much better if they changed the course of the river.
他们决定要让这个河流的流向改道。
So they changed it from the way it was naturally created.
他们把那个原来的自然形成的流
and put it another way
然后把它硬要改到另外一个方向。
When the flood came
当洪水来了
the river went back to its original course
你会发现洪水还是走它的老的那个老路。
This is a marvelous picture of what God has done again and again and again. It is Christ the builder.
所以这个图画就是说明神做工的法则，他在历史中，不管人怎么改变，他永远把人带回到他原先怎么定的方向。
When he has got a group of believers,
当他找到地上一群人
，sometimes very small,
一小群。
Who will despise the day of small things?
像主的话所说，谁藐视这小事的日子呢？
And then the flood has come from the throne of God.
然后从宝座就冲下这个洪水。
And it has returned to the original course.
就把这个带回到原初的这个流里面去。
Until men again change the course of the river.
然后人的手又进来，又要改这个航道。
I don't know whether what I'm saying makes sense to you.
不知道我这样的说明听得懂吗？
But, I can tell you that if we are going to go through the last great crises of world history, we need that flood from the throne.
如果我们要能够经过在圣经里面告诉我们这末世这个危险的时代，我们需要宝座的洪水再次冲向他的我们。
If the top stone is ever to be set in its place,
如果这个头块石要能够放在它的正确的位置上
，It will surely be by the grace of God.
啊，必须靠着神的恩典才能完成。
I used to wonder why they didn't all shout glory, glory when the top stone went in.
当在古时他们把那个圣殿的那个石头放上去的时候，为什么他们不喊的是荣耀荣耀，而喊另外一句话
？But they didn't.
他们没有喊荣耀，
said grace.
他们来是喊恩惠恩惠。
The conditions were so difficult.
那个时代非常的艰难
，The obstacles so enormous，
所有的困难是这样的巨大
，That the only word they could say was grace began this work, grace developed it, and grace has finished。
他们能够见证说，这一切是恩典让我们开始，恩典让我们进行，恩典让我们完成。
It is an amazing picture we have in Zechariah chapter 4.
在撒迦利亚书第四章给我们看见的那个图画是一个奇妙的图画。
You know the dear prophet Zechariah. He saw this great lampstand, this menorah.
撒迦利亚看见这一个金灯台的意象。
And these two great olive trees, one on either side.
在这个灯台的两边各有一株橄榄树。
And it's interesting, we're all self-centered.
我们都是自我中心的人。
And he was caught by the olive trees, not the lampstand.
那么他的注意力呢，没有注意在这一个金灯台，而注意这个两棵树。
What are these olive trees?
他就问，这两棵树是什么
？The angel didn't specifically answer him to begin with.
但是天使没有马上回答他。
Later he asks again, what are these two olive trees?
所以他又再问一次，这两棵树是谁？
Still the angel didn't answer.
也没有回答。
So then he said, what are these two olive branches?
那这两个枝子是什么？
That are emptying golden oil out of themselves.
然后就看到那个金色的油流出来。
Into the lamps.
流到
the lampstand.
这一个金灯台里
，Then he got his answer.
啊，然后就有答案喽。
The first thing is this:
this
lampstand, which is the lampstand of the tabernacle and the temple.
这个金灯台当年是在会幕与圣殿里的
，represented a divine building program.
代表神的建造。
In the Old Testament, it was the house of the Lord, the temple.
在旧约的时代，表示在圣殿的建造上。
Everything was against the work of rebuilding that temple.
在当时，所有的势力都来反对建造主的殿。
And you have these wonderful words.
你有这些美妙的神的话。
Not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord.
乃是说到，不是依靠势力，不是依靠才能，靠耶和华的灵方能成事。
Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, thou shalt become a plain.
在所罗门巴伯面前，大山算了什么
？Who will make the mountain a plain？
他要使大山成为平原。
The Lord Himself，
乃是主的工作。
Isn't it wonderful？
这是奇妙的话。
And then it goes on。Zerubbabel's hands began this work; his hands will finish it。
然后又说到所罗巴伯的手开始了这工。他要完成这个。
And the top stone shall be brought forth with shouts of grace, grace. That is the end of the work.
然后这个房角的这个房顶的头块石要完成这个工作。
It is amazing to me.
奇妙。
And it says, these eyes of the Lord will rejoice when they see the plummet now up in the hands of Zerubbabel.
在第十节说到，耶和华的眼睛遍察全地，见所罗巴伯的手拿线砣就欢喜。
What is a plummet for？
这个线砣是什么意思
？Building，
乃是建造的意思。
It has no other use that I know。
因为除了建筑，这个线砣没有任何用。
Only building，
乃是为了建造用。
And here is an amazing thing。
这里有一个稀奇的事。
Every single thing in the tabernacle spoke of the Lord Jesus.
在会幕里的每一件家具都是说到我们的主耶稣。
Didn't that was the brazen altar?
那一个在外院的这一个铜祭坛。
The finished work of our Lord Jesus.
乃是主耶稣在十字架上的完成的救恩。
All the brazen laver.
或者那个洗濯盆
，speaking of being born of God，
乃是说到我们在他面前重生
，born of the Spirit of God，
从圣灵生
，by the Word of God，
借着主的话
，Have you been born in such a way？
你有没有借着圣灵生
？Or are you a second, third generation Christian？
或者你不过是三代、四代的传统基督徒呢
？Never had an experience of being born。Of the Spirit of God.
你没有从圣灵生。
But that labor speaks of that.
那个铜洗濯盆说到这个。
So inside the tent.
然后进到这个。
And what do you see?
会幕里头。
On the right hand. A showbread table.
你看到有。
All of gold.
陈设饼的桌子。
Bread on it.
上面有摆饼。
It is Jesus.
乃是讲的主。
I am the light of the world. I am the bread of life.
我是生命的饼。
Look at the golden altar.
那你看到前面有这一个金金。
It is Jesus.
这个香炉是耶稣。
Ever lives to make intercession for us.
因为主耶稣的祷告一直为我们代求。
What is the lampstand?
那金灯台代表什么
？It is Jesus.
也是讲的基督。
I am the light of the world.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
Go into the holy of holies.
然后进到至圣所。
And there you have an ark.
你可以看到的是。
Of the covenant.
约柜
，the covenant God made with our people，
这是神与他百姓立的约。
God has made a new and eternal covenant with us，
这是一个永远的约。
Isn't this amazing？
何等奇妙
！And it is built on what is in that ark。
那他用什么材料建这个约柜呢
？Unbroken law，
还是说到这个不能破坏的律法
？Fulfilled，
在这里得到完全。
Only Jesus。
只有耶稣成全的律法
，and the golden pot of manna，
在那里有一罐的玛拿在那里。
Jesus again，
也说到基督
，bread of life again，
也是说到他是生命的粮。
And Aaron's rod the body，
那然后有一个发芽的杖
，divine authority，
讲到神的权柄。
Dear brother and sister, isn't it interesting that God selected only one piece of furniture to represent His building program for the church?
那在这一许多的家具里面，神选了一样来代表神家的建造。
Isn't it interesting?
非常有意思。
Why didn't He take the golden altar?
他怎么不用这一个金香炉来代表呢？或者陈设饼的桌子代表
？We can only live as we feed on the Lord Jesus.
我们的生命能够延续，是我们吃主。
We're called to intercession.
我们被主呼召来代祷。
Why didn't he take these other things?
为什么不用这些来代表呢
？Look at the colors of the veil.
你看那个 那个幔子的颜色。
Everything speaks of the Lord Jesus.
也说到基督。
And the temple is only the tabernacle on a much greater scale.
后来建造圣殿的时候是会幕的放大。
More permanent.
更有永远的代表性。
Why did the Lord take the lampstand?
但是主就是用金灯台做预表。
It is the testimony of Jesus.
因为这里乃是说出耶稣基督的见证。
Listen carefully.
注意听。
I am the light of the world.
我是世界的光。
He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness.
凡跟从我的就不在黑暗里行
but shall have the light not of knowledge the light of life
就要得着生命的光
so the life of the Lord Jesus by the Spirit of God becomes light in us
耶稣基督的生命借着圣灵变成我们的光
in his light we see light
在他的光中我们见光
It is amazing
奇妙
Now come back to Zechariah 4
我们再回到撒加利亚书来
And dear Zechariah
这个先知撒加利亚
What are those two olive branches Lord
哇那两个
枝
子是什么
That empty out golden oil
那两个橄榄枝倒出那个金色的油
into the lamps
倒在那个灯盏里
the seven lamps
有七个灯盏
and the golden oil is light
这个金色的油发出光来
this way in the Hebrew there's no oil
在原文里头没有油这个字
Those branches empty out gold.
那意思就是说，那个两个枝子
，and the
出来的是金子
，becomes fuel for light.
这个金子又成为这个灯光的燃料。
It is the only way the testimony of Jesus can ever be held.
耶稣基督的见证只有借着这个方法才能够传表达
Jesus said to Laodicea I counsel you to buy of me gold refined in the fire
如果注意主最后对老底家教会所说的话
That you may become rich
你要买金子让你能够富足
It is the only way that the testimony of Jesus can be held by a church
这是一个教会能够把基督的见证发表的唯一的方法
is when you have enough of the members of the body in whom gold is being produced
在这一群圣徒中间能够从他们的生命中产生足够的金子出来
Well, I must watch myself on time
我要注意我的时间
A little more time we have I don't know if you're all asleep. I know myself from jet lag just what it's like. So sleep.
如果你坐飞机来的受不了，那你就安眠吧。
Don't be afraid. I don't mind. As long as you don't snore.
但是不准打呼。
Coming back to this matter.
我们回到这个点。
Now, jump over the century.
在这许多的世代的里头
And suddenly we have an apostle
现在有一位使徒
The nearest to the Lord Jesus
他是最靠近主的那一位
The one who in some ways apart from Paul saw more than anyone else
他的启示好像是最大的一个
He was in a forced labor camp
他来到一个这个做苦工的苦工营
When the Lord appeared to him
主向他显现
And the Lord, the risen, glorified Lord said
这一位荣耀的升天的主向他说
What you see right
你把你看见的写下来
To seven churches
写给七个教会
And a little later we're told What is the mystery of these lampstands
然后 第一章后面说一个问题，这七个金灯台代表什么？
We are told there are seven churches.
啊，主就说这是七个教会。
Now whichever way you look at this,
不管怎么念这段话，
whether you understand that the Lord selected seven local churches,
是主选了当时的七个地方的教会，
to represent the whole church of God,
来代表神所有的教会，
on earth,
在地上，
in time,
在时间里，
and in place,
在那个地方，
or whether you understand it as the whole history of the church,
或者这是在时间里面的一个历史，或者一个教会的历史。
It is the same truth.
不管你从什么角度，真理是不变的。
I remember years ago an old divine saying to me, the Bible is like a diamond. It flashes in different lights as you look at it from different angles.
有一次有一个弟兄跟我说，圣经好像一个钻石。从不同的角度来看它的时候，它的光的折射就不一样。
Each of these churches,
每一个教会
is represented by a lampstand,
都是一个金灯台来代表。
What happens when the lampstand is removed?
如果这个金灯台被挪开，这代表什么意思？
The church rumbles on,
教会还是继续向前呢。
It still goes on with its Bible studies.
它还是有
the Lord's table,
还是有波饼，还是有查经啊。
It's evangelism,
还有传福音啊。
It's organized outreach,
这是人的组织，它可以讲它的道。
Everything else,
每一件事情都好像照样进行。
The Laodicean church didn't even know that the Lord was outside of the whole thing.
你看老底家的教会，他们根本就不知道耶稣就在，根本就在不在门里，在门外。
They were studying His word.
他们在那里读主的话，
singing about him,
唱诗歌，
seemingly worshiping him,
好像在敬拜主，
breaking bread together,
也擘饼纪念主，
and they had no idea he was outside,
但是没有人知道主是在门外。
It's certainly true of the church today,
这跟今天的教会太像了。
But sister,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
listen to me.
注意听。
This lampstand, it's the stand that represents the church. The testimony of Jesus is what the church holds.
那个金灯台的本身是代表教会，而这个金灯台的价值是在高举这个基督的灯。
You understand? You have this phrase again and again in Revelation, those that hold the testimony of Jesus.
在启示录里面你看见这一句话，他们为耶稣做见证。
So now we have an amazing thing.
一个稀奇的事。
When Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church.
主说在这磐石上我要建我的教会。
In the next couple of chapters, two chapters on.
再过两章，
speaking about a problem in the church.
讲到教会里面有问题，
amongst believers,
在信徒中间。
And if this doesn't work, go and tell it to the church.
如果这个方法不能解决，告诉教会。
So apparently there's something much more on earth, if you see what I mean.
所以从十八章里那段话你看出来，这个是非常实际可以解决问题的。
You remember the Lord, the Apostle Paul, the Lord speaking to the Apostle Paul said, Christ loved the church and gave himself up for it.
主对保罗说，是基督爱教会，为教会舍命。
But then Apostle Paul again in Romans chapter 16 and verse 16 speaks of all the churches reach.
在罗马书十六章十六节里面说到，在亚夏的教会问候你，众教会。
In Acts chapter 16 verse 5, he speaks of the churches of Galatia.
那么在使徒行传十二章说到，在加拉太的教会众教会。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 2, he writes to the church of God.
那么在哥林多前书一章里面，保罗说，我写信给在哥林多的教会
，with all the overseers and deacons，
还有里面的总监督与执事们。
So、you have two things，
所以你看到两件事。
The church
里面是大的教会，是超过时间，
eternal,
是永远的。
And you have a church，
但是也有一个个体的教会。
Churches，
说众教会。
So what is that? What are the churches？
那么众教会指什么
？There's no division in the churches.
在教会里面并没有分裂。
According to the word of God，
照神的话来看没有分裂。
Not in practice，
在实际上
，If you live in a certain place， you belong to the church there。
你在某一个地方，你就属于那个地方的教会。
You can't really get away from it. It's clear enough in the word of God。
你就跑不掉，你这神的话就告诉你，就在当地的教会。
What is interesting？
有意思的是这样
，is that these seven churches they represent the people of God on earth in time and in place。
这七个教会乃是代表所有的基督徒在地上，在时间里来。在教会中。
And when you come to the end of the book of Revelation，
当你来到这本启示录的尾
，and you see， you hear these wonderful words，
你看见这个话
，there is no need of sun or moon to shine， for the glory of God did lighten it， and the Lamb is the lamp thereof。
那里说，那城内又不用日月光照，因为有神的荣耀光照，又有羔羊为城的灯。
The glory of God is the light，
神的荣耀是光。
The seven lamps， meaning the complete， all in fullness， is the lamb。
这七个金灯台也是。这个完整的灯的光
，What is the stand？
这个灯台是什么
？The stand holds the lamp，
乃是这个灯台抓住这个见证，这是在这个新耶路撒冷里面看见，是羔羊的旗。
Of the lamp。Now that means。That what happens in those churches is directly related to what God is seeking to build.
所以从这个话里面，你可以看得出来，他告诉我们，神到底在勇士中对每一个教会的建造要得着什么。
Where does the gold come from?
这个金子从哪里来
？From those who are in those churches in time.In place，
乃是从这些圣徒在一个地方，在一个时间。
Where does the precious stone come from？
宝石从哪里来
？It is worked in believers，
乃是圣灵在每一个圣徒里面的工作。
In circumstances，
在借着环境。
In their relationships，
在跟神的关系里头。
Above all in their relationship to the Lord Jesus，
特别是指的与基督的关系。
And their relationship to one another，
而且与弟兄姊妹彼此之间的关系。
Where does the pearl come from？
那么这个珍珠从哪里来
？It is formed in these churches，
就在教会里面形成。
Only three materials，
整个新耶路撒冷三个材料
：pearl and gold，
宝石、金与珍珠。
Only these three materials，
只有三种材料。
Where are they found？
他们在哪里看见
？Where are they worked upon？
在哪里被造出来的
？In the churches，
在教会里。
It is very interesting that the Lord says the same thing to all seven。
主对七个教会都是这样说。
If any man hear，
凡有耳朵就可听。
The first thing。 And secondly,
第二就是说
to him that overcome.
那得胜。
We need to hear what the Lord is saying.
换言之，我们必须听见主到底说了什么。
And in obedience and faith to the Lord.
然后借着信心，我们绝对顺服。
Overcome.
然后就得胜。
Well, I don't know whether this is in too much for you this evening.
我不知道今天晚上交通的对你们是不是太难了。
But there's something tremendous.
但是这里面却是非常重要。
If the Lord Jesus said, "On this rock I will build my church,"
如果主耶稣说，在这磐石上我要建我的教会。
And the gates of hell shall not prevail against it.
阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
I, for one, want by the grace of God to be with the builder.
靠着主的恩典，我要这样说，我一定要跟这一个。建造者合作
whatever the cost,
不论任何代价
however humbling it may be,
不管主把我放在怎么样卑贱的地位
whatever affliction,
或者什么样的艰难
whatever it takes the Lord to do the work in us,
主要用任何的方法在我们身上
we need him,
我们需要主
there will come a dayWhen if we have not allowed the Lord to do this work in us, we shall shed many tears.
有一天，我们会哀哭，因为我们认识我们没有让自己完全让主得着自由在我们身上做工。
We really are at a crossroads.
今天我们来到了。今天世界的历史来到了十字路口。
We do not know how long we have.
我们并不知道前面还有多少的日子。
And we need to wake up.
我们需要醒悟过来。
Where there is sin, confess it.
如果你有罪，赶快认。
Where we have wronged brothers and sisters, we need to go and put it right.
我们得罪我们的弟兄姐妹，我们要跟他和好。
The Lord's word is very clear.
因为神的话很清楚
Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God
我们在神的手中要谦卑我们自己
That he may exalt you in due time
然后在时候满足的时候他要把我们升为高
Where we need strengthening the Lord will give it
我们需要能力神给加添
Where we need grace it is available
我们需要神的恩典，神也把恩典赐给我们。
Where we need power to overcome, it is there.
我们需要得胜的能力，神也赐给我们。
It is not given to you and me because we deserve it.
并不是因为我们配得，所以给我们。
It is given to you and me because the Lord Jesus finished the work at Calvary.
这些恩典能力赐给我们，乃是因为主在十字架上所付的代价。
It's all.Ready, available.
这一切所我们所需要的都预备好了，我们可以得到。
May the Lord touch our hearts.
求神摸到我们每一个的心。
May something sink into us.
今天晚上这些话能够放在心里。
We to be a people on fire for the Lord.
我们今天需要为主燃烧。
Alive.
活着
，hearing，
听见他
，obedient，
顺服他
，walking with him，
与他同行
，may he do，
愿神做成这个功。
Shall we just have a word of prayer？
让我们低头祷告。
Lord, take these poor words of mine and write them in our hearts。
主，让我们人的话，这样软弱的话语，但是求你的圣灵把它。写在我们的心板上。
Whatever has been truly of yourself,
任何是真实主的自己
challenge us,
你来挑战我们。
Lord, there is a certain amount of lifelessness in so many of the assemblies.
今天在许多的聚会中失去了生命。
We need you, Lord.
主啊，我们何等需要你自己。
We need you to revive your work in the midst of the year.
我们求你在这些年间复兴你的作为。
We need you to give us a new vision of yourself.
我们需要你给我们重新新的意象。
You are the builder.
让我们看见你是那唯一的建造者。
We want to be with you.
我们要与你同工。
In your building world.
在你建造的大工上。
Touch our hearts.
主啊，摸到我们的心吧。
He asks it in the name of the Lord Jesus.
我们这样的祷告，奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.